This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 475 for Thursday, July 13th. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. The ICE Futures canola market has surpassed the $800 per ton mark despite mixed sentiment in comparable oils. Chicago soybean is up and European rapeseed is mostly higher, but Malaysian palm oil is lower. Crude oil is higher due to easing inflation in the United States. The Canadian dollar gained one-third of a U.S. cent compared to Wednesday's close. The Bank of Canada announced on Wednesday that the country's key interest rate will be raised 25 basis points to 5%. The November canola contract is up $12 per ton at $809.50. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat are all recovering from Wednesday's losses. During that day, the U.S. Department of Agriculture released its monthly supply-demand estimates. Old crop ending stocks for U.S. corn was estimated at 1.402 billion bushels, while new crop carryout was pegged at 2.262 billion, according to the USDA. However, the projected average yield was cut 4 bushels per acre from the June estimate to 177.5, still higher than last year's average of 173.3. According to the USDA's weekly export sales report, 468,400 tons of old crop corn were sold for the week ended July 6th, up 86% from the week before, and 470,800 tons of new crop were also sold. The U.S. Energy Information Administration reported a 28,000 barrel per day drop in ethanol production for the week ended July 7th to 1.032 million. Stocks were down 398,000 barrels to 22.658 million. The September corn contract is up 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.83. The USDA projected old crop ending stocks for soybeans at 255 million bushels, while the July estimate for new crop carryout was 300 million bushels, 50 million less than the June estimate. The average yield estimate was unchanged from June at 52 bushels per acre. Export sales for old crop U.S. soybeans were 80,600 tons as of July 6th, down 57% from the week before, while new crop sales totaled 209,200 tons. China forecasted its new crop soybean production at 21.46 million tons, 1.17 million higher than last year. The August soybean contract is up 21 U.S. cents per bushel at $14.65, while the November contract is up 23 U.S. cents per bushel at $13.51. Carryout for old crop U.S. wheat was estimated at 580 million bushels, while new crop carryout was 592 million, 30 million more than the June estimate. The estimated average yield was 46.1 bushels per acre, slightly below the 46.5 from last year. Projected ending stocks for Canadian wheat were the same for old crop and new crop at 2.54 million tons. The USDA also reported export sales of 395,700 tons of new crop wheat for the week ended July 6th. The Rosario Grain Exchange estimated Argentine wheat production at 15.6 million tons, compared to the USDA's estimate of 17.5 million. Strategy Grains cut the EU's wheat production estimate by 2.5 million tons to 126.2 million. The September Chicago wheat contract is up 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.40. The September Kansas City hard red wheat contract is unchanged at $8.03 U.S. per bushel. The September Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 9 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.62. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Thursday, July 13th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.